I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly, an editor at Audiophile, is with me, and she's going to be with me for the whole week, and she has a theme of summertime listening. All right, so what are we going to listen to today?
Well, I have a really lovely story to share today. It is Camila Knows Best by Farah Heron, and it's narrated by Golden Voice narrator Sonila Nankani, and it is a beautiful and really fun and joyful romance audiobook based on Austen's Emma.
Oh.
And it's a really fun modern take on that classic. I enjoy Emma as a novel, as in the original. It's kind of a more fun story of Austen's in general. So it's great getting to see a modern take on it.
Like Clueless was back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked about Accidentally Engaged last year, the previous in the series that was a remake of Pride and Prejudice.
That's
which was
right.
Also an Earphones Award winner like this one.
And read by Sunila.
And she once again has brought all of her charm to narrating this story. And you can really hear immediately how she earned her spot as a Golden Voice narrator as you listen.
Yeah, she does have a lot of charm to spare. She's a great narrator. I really enjoy listening to her books. And she does fantasy often, which, you know, is not my thing. But I really just love her voice so much. I can just enjoy what she's reading.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Here we have Camila Hussein, who has the perfect life. And why don't we listen to a little clip where Camila is introducing herself to us and talking about what makes her life so good.
Perfect. This is Camila Knows Best by Farah Heron, read by Sunila Nankani.
Camila Hussein didn't have a lot to complain about in her life. She realized self-loathing was all the rage among her millennial peers, but in her opinion, she didn't have much to loathe. She was blessed with a steady income as an accountant at Emerald, her father's accounting firm. She loved her job and had recently redesigned the office with soothing pastels and stress-relieving greenery, so it was a joy to be there. She had no shortage of friends, and if she wanted a little something more, she had no problem finding dates or hookups. She adored her living situation. A quaint brownstone in Toronto's East Side that had also been recently redone. And of course, she had Darcy, her adorable Bichon Frise. Darcy was arguably the cutest dog east of Yonge Street, with more Instagram followers than many reality stars, and who had gone full-on viral on TikTok 5 times. But in her own eyes, the most significant of Camila's blessings was her father. Dad was easily the sweetest, kindest, most supportive parent in existence.
Sunila has this way of narrating. It feels like she's talking right to you.
She does. And I think it's so fun for a book like this. It's just Camila's so full of personality. And she knows what she wants. She knows how to get it. And she is just this great character. And I think Sunila, it sounds like she's having a really fun time narrating her. So as Camila says, she's got all these great things, great job. Her dad is wonderful, good friends. She also has Rohan Nasser, who's a longtime friend, always there by her side, very supportive. If you're looking for something fun, a fun romance, this is a great one. With puppies.
With puppies. A romance with puppies narrated by Golden Voice Sunila Nankani, who is charm personified. Beach book for me.
Of them all, this is the one that I did sit on the beach
and listen to. So you really did.
I really did. And it was excellent. So definitely recommended as beach listening as you, you know, also keep an eye on your kids.
Okay. That is Camila Knows Best by Farah Heron, read by Sunila Nankani. Okay. Thank you so much, Emily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Oasis Audio is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. Oasis Audio titles are available everywhere audiobooks are sold. You can find out all about them at oasisaudio.com. Then go to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.